Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season three of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm here, as I am every single damn week, with America's favorite handicapper, the none other than Uncle Steve. Steve, what's up, my brother?
Oh, Christmas in October, Matty.
Just every day or just today?
We got football, we got baseball, we got regular season puck started.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I wish I had that time. I didn't even know that was going on. Hockey starts today?
Yesterday.
Really? Man. And they do have playoff baseball. So I know what you're doing. Are you in the garage or are you downstairs?
I'm in the basement.
In the basement.
Blackhawks are playing. I got to check out this Connor Bedard kid, and he looks like a kid, but he can play. He can play, definitely.
They all look like kids for sure. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every Wednesday, sometimes Thursday, sometimes we skip, but we kick around the weekend slate of NFL and college games. We do our research. Steve calls it homework. Analyze the trends, coaches, weather, and we give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we absolutely stink at it. To give you an idea, Steve, what are the stats on the year?
Well, I'm creeping down. I'm at 55%. You came back to life last week with a 1-4 week to get to 32%.
Nice.
And overall with Circa, we're at 43%. We had a big week in Circa. 4-1 puts us right at a tie for 163rd for the quarter.
Wow. We
jumped up 575 spots to 45-56. So, but nice. Maybe we'll make a run at the quarter. Unlikely.
Yeah. I did see that only 160 people went 5-0, and there were about 800 that went 4-1. So, right up there, but I would imagine we'll go the other way and continue our downward spiral.
More than likely, a 1-4 is coming this week.
Yes, absolutely, it is. Absolutely. As we do each week, we invite guest pickers to drop some knowledge and to keep them from being bored of Steve and I. We welcome back one of the staples of the show, Chris from Minnesota. Yes, another Minnesotan other than myself. What is up, Chris?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just watching some ball, kicking around some knowledge with you fellas. How the hell's it going?
Man, we are doing well, and I'm glad you live in Minnesota now. So cheers to that.
Yes, sir. Crack open a Golden Light and let's talk some ball.
There we go. Let's do it. Well, you obviously
he's a career 42%er on the show. So,
whereas
Tommy was 65 last week, we went the other way with this guy.
Oh yes, absolutely. Hence why he's a staple to the show. He is for the brand, the Steaming Pile of Picks for sure. Start us off tonight, Chris.
For starters, we're going to go to Boulder, Colorado. Stanford comes to town to play Colorado at Folsom Field. Points are Colorado's favored by 11, over under 60. I seen it up at 61.5 and then down to 60 and even dropped down to 59.5 at one point I saw. Truth of the matter is here, Stanford stinks. They're a bad football team. They've only scored more than 20 points in two games, and that was against Hawaii and an FCS school, Sacramento State, who has since dropped out of the FCS rankings.
Yikes.
Colorado being favored by 11 at home. I hate Deion Sanders and everything he stands for and everything that team brings to the table. Despise it. But the money is to follow Colorado minus 11.
Covering 11 at home against Stanford. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And we know they'll get the press. So here we go. Steve, where are you at?
Well, we're going to go with BYU at TCU. That's 2:30 game. TCU is favored by 6. BYU over-under is 52.5. TCU's 3-3. They've lost their last two. They're not a very good team. They're kind of overrated. They don't score against Power 5 teams this year. Their defense does give up points against Power 5 teams. BYU, they're 4-1 with the loss at Kansas. And their Power 5 games combined score has been about 65 points a game. They do like to play all their games close, a lot of them within a score. I don't think this one stays within a score. I think BYU covers outright. You might even want to money line that one. Ooh. BYU plus 6.
Plus 6. Very good.
Love that. All right. TCU stinks too.
Absolutely they do. All right. I am going to go with some big point spreads this week. I am going to start with Penn State 41.5 at home, UMass. Penn State, one of the hottest teams in the country, continuing their streak this year of 12 straight, scoring more than 30 points dating back to week 6 of last season. They've absolutely beaten the brakes off every single team they played, although the slate has not been full of juggernauts by any means, to the tune of Delaware, Illinois, Northwestern, Iowa. So we'll see. We aren't going to see what they're really made of, as UMass absolutely stinks as well. More importantly, though, Penn State is only one of 4 teams in the country that is still perfect against the number this season. UMass is 3-4 against the number this season. But this game, I don't think they're going to stick with that trend. Their defense is giving up 500 yards per game, as well as 40 points a game. Combined with Penn State's score at will offense, they are going to score early and often and cover this 41.5 and stay perfect on the season against the number. Back at you, Chris.
So, next game, we're going to go to the FCS. A lot of people don't have this line yet. They won't come out till about 30 minutes before kickoff, and we're going to go to Brookings, South Dakota, the defending FCS national champions. They're going to play you and I at home for Hobo Days.
Whoa.
Now, Northern Iowa historically plays SDSU pretty tough. But this year, it's not even close. SDSU's got all the key players back from their national championship team. You and I is not ranked. I don't care what the number is. Take the Jacks on Hobo Days at home.
Whatever the number is, just go with it. Are you going to be in attendance?
I will not.
You're not going to go see him. All right. Very good. All right.
Give your ticket up to Eddie.
Yeah. My buddy Eddie.
All right, Steve, what you got next?
Well, we're going to go one of the best games of the week, Washington and Oregon at Seattle, 2:30 kickoff, 3-67.5 here. Both teams are 5-0. Both teams have played an average schedule. Oregon's defense is playing really good against this average schedule. Washington, they've given up some points, but I think the difference in this game is Michael Penix. He's got to be a top 3 in the Heisman. Guy is playing great. I'm going to take the Huskies covering this one.
Huskies
-3.
Love it.
Dang, second one in a row that Chris loves.
Take that one to the bank.
That's not good at all. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the second game with a really big number. I'm going to go Georgia, 31.5 point favorite at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, losers of five straight, and they are only one of two teams in the country yet to cover a game this year. Georgia's undefeated, and they had not covered a game all year until last week when they beat the entire piss out of Kentucky, covering the number for the first time all year. I picked Vandy last week to get off their covers schneid against Florida because they usually play Florida well. They didn't come through, missed that number by six. But Vandy Vandy does not have a tendency to play Georgia hard. In the last two meetings, Georgia's outscored Vandy 117-0. Vandy is not going to get their first cover of the season. The Bulldogs have found their mid/late season form. They're easily covering this 31.5. Back to you, Chris.
Next game, I'll go. We're going to stick with college. We're going to stay in the SEC. And speaking of big numbers, we're going to go Arkansas at Bama. Bama's minus 20 on the line. Everyone's saying Bama's kind of hitting their stride. I don't believe it. I think that this is a rebuilding year for them. They're still a good squad, but KJ Jefferson and the Hogs are going to take this one plus 20.
Ooh, Suey Pig or whatever they say, right?
Woo Pig Suey.
There we go. All right, I've had a few, so no surprise to anybody. All right, Steve, where are you at?
Well, I got a question I meant to ask you earlier. How much does the analytics guy get paid, do you think?
Ooh, a lot. A lot more than you and I combined, probably.
A lot, and they can't figure out how to time manage a clock. Miami, ugh. Steelers.
Ugh. So bad. Bad displays of just elementary football choices, right?
And then I watched a lot last weekend, and there seemed like an uptick of late hits penalties, unsportsmanlike penalties. And we all know the reffing's not real good, but a lot of it is just dumb, undisciplined players out there. Makes these lines harder when these guys are screwing themselves.
Doing dumb things, yes. And it gets them a little airtime on TV and their faces, I guess, would be the reason for it. Maybe I have no idea, but I totally agree. Can change an entire game, as we saw in the Miami game.
And they do.
Yep.
So, all right, off my rant, I'm going to USC Notre Dame. USC 6-0 escaped last week against Arizona. Everyone knows their defense is not good. They never will be good under whatever that coach's name is, Riley or
Lincoln.
Lincoln Riley, that's it.
That's him.
Their offense is going to score at will, usually. Notre Dame, two losses in a row. Is their morale shot? Probably a little bit, but they always play USC well. Weather is going to be a factor this weekend in South Bend. I saw a video today of USC punt returner back there punting, and the guy had one of those fertilizer spray bottles spraying him in the face with water as he's trying to catch the ball. So they're prepared.
I guess. That's
the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it was unbelievable. But I think Notre Dame's defense is pretty good. They're going to, and with the weather, we're going to go under the total of 59.5.
Under the total. All right. I got you down for that one as well, Steve. I am going to go with another big number, Michigan. 33-point home favorite to the Hoosiers of Indiana. Michigan is another team who, as Tommy would say, is prison pounding every team they've faced.
I was waiting for that reference from last week.
I think we need to work it into every show just as a tribute to Tommy. Yes, absolutely. They've outscored their opponents 224-40 this year. Indiana, entering last week's game against Maryland, were 2-2. Good couple of wins, and their two losses weren't too bad, including to the Ohio State University. But last week, they absolutely got gutted by Maryland. As a 14-point underdog, they got beat by, I don't know, like 28, 9, more than doubled the spread. I know that. Indiana has absolutely no run game. They're averaging like 80-some yards a game rushing. They have a very suspect defense. Michigan absolutely doesn't allow anyone to run, so I think Indiana's going to rush for like 11 yards. And I hit this stat a couple of weeks ago. My intro there tells you I'm going with Michigan, but in the big house, Michigan doesn't cover. So I am going to take the Hoosiers covering 33 at Michigan.
You know, at some point,
yes,
as a guy that likes to predict games,
yeah,
you're gonna have to watch football rather than look at stats.
Oh, well, if you could buy me a couple of like 30 minutes a weekend, I somehow,
boy.
Well, yeah, I don't even, I know what I'm don't going even know what to say. You are going against that. All right, very good. I am 32% on the season for a reason, right? All right, Chris, what you got for us?
Probably going lower.
We're gonna go. We're gonna kick it over to the NFL. I think the Bills take the Giants on at home. I believe it's a Sunday night game. The Giants, they struggle to move the ball. I mean, they struggle to stop the ball as well, but
they struggle.
Bills are going to score. They're going to give up some points, but they're going to score. And I saw the most ridiculous stat line I think I've ever seen in modern era of football. And that is that Daniel Jones has been sacked 30 more times in the time frame in the same time frame as Andrew Luck's 150. Andrew Luck retired from football at 150 because he was worried about his body. Yeah. Daniel Jones is getting murdered out there.
Absolutely he is.
No other way to put it. He's getting killed. I think the Bills are going to cover 14, but I think there's a potential CTE candidate right there in David Jones.
Well, yeah. He might not even play this week.
Yeah, and there's a whole laundry list of Giants players not playing this week. So that game could get out there. Yeah, yeah. All right, Steve, what you got?
Well, we're going to go to the last game of the tilt on Saturday night. We're going over to Hawaii. San Diego State, Hawaii, we got 6 and 53.5. San Diego State is 2-4 this year, but they've lost to UCLA, Oregon State. So they've had a couple, you know, good losses. Hawaii hasn't, they're 2-4 also, but hasn't lost anybody good. Usually Big Island, they do play people tougher. I looked at their schedule, and it doesn't matter where they're playing. They stink. Boise's going to get off to Schneid here. They win this one by 2 scores at least.
Ooh, there we go. All right. I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm going to go to the really shitty 0-5 Panthers. Who I guess seemed to be playing for Caleb Williams despite taking a quarterback in the first round the last 2 years. So that hasn't gone well for him. They're heading to Miami to face Tua and the Dolphins as a 13.5-point underdog. I love these NFL lines when you have possibly the worst team against possibly one of the best, and they hang around that 2-touchdown mark just to, like, tantalize everybody. But the Dolphins are averaging 36 points a game. The Panthers are averaging 2 touchdowns a game, maybe a field goal here and there. Panthers are giving up 350 yards per game. Dolphins are averaging that just through the air. And then you add another 200 yards per game on the ground that they're averaging. Miami is 61% against the spread the last 2 years and 80% against the spread this season alone. While Carolina is drowning in the shit with Broncos and the already mentioned Giants being 0-for on the season covering the number, this one's going to be no different. Tua's going to throw at will. Bryce Young's going to look like a deer in the headlights. And Finns cover 2 touchdowns easily. Chris, last game of the night.
I said Boise State. I meant San Diego State on that last one.
What were you? You know I wasn't checking you. You got that, Chris? I'll add it to my – I will add that to my spreadsheet because I wrote what you said down. I'm kind of like a court reporter during these, so kind of. Not really. What you got, Chris?
Oh, we're going to go first game on Sunday. Vikings at the Bears. Bears are +3. You have to take into account that this is a noon game, so you're going to get non-primetime Kirk Cousins playing, which means he's going to sling it.
Ooh.
Justin Fields, I think he's just hitting his stride. He's played pretty well these last 2 weeks. I think the Bears are hitting their stride. Bears are at home. I mean, they got a below-average tight end in Cole Kmet who's just tearing up the field. DJ Moore is just playing like his head's on fire.
Wish the Panthers had that guy.
They did.
Oh, weird.
Huh. Why'd they get rid of him?
Who knows? Go on.
But I think I'm going to go Vikings -3 at Soldier Field at noon on Sunday. I just think Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins are going to hit their stride. Cam Akers is going to run the ball. And I think he's going to end up taking the starting role from Alexander Mattison after this week. Obviously, he wasn't the answer to Dalvin Cook leaving. They haven't been able to run the ball very well all year. I mean, they are behind a pretty dog shit offensive line, but that's beside the point. Yeah, I'll take the Vikings -3.
Yeah, no, that was a hard watch Sunday in Minneapolis. All right, Steve, what you got?
Well, the sports reporters are saying the Jets ought to trade for Kirk Cousins today.
Minnesota would hire a car to drive him there, I think.
Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause in his contract, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, probably not happening then. There you go. Spoken from another Minnesota guy, right? All right.
All right, Steve. We're going Detroit against Tampa Bay Sunday, 3:25. I think this is the best game of the weekend.
Should be good.
Detroit is playing excellent ball on both sides of the ball. Dan Campbell has proven he is a very good coach. Baker Mayfield looks like he's having fun again. Looks like he's back in college playing. Running around, slinging it, having a great time. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. I'm going to go over 43.5.
Over 43.5. Yeah, Baker is just like – he's a different cat, but he can ball a little bit.
When he wants to. All right.
Yes. All right. Well, I figured that I will go ahead and give the game that I'll be sitting at this weekend. New England Patriots going to the desert to take on the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders are a field goal favorite. over under on this thing is 41.5. To me, this line absolutely stinks. I'm going with the eye test here, Steve. Here. I've seen some NFL football. The Patriots have lost their last two games, and I've watched some of them. 72-3, their last two games. Mac Jones has thrown for a total of 260 yards in those two games. Four picks. The Raiders just tormented the absolute shit out of Jordan Love, picking him off three times, sacking him twice, and winning the game by four as a one-point favorite. So now the Raiders are favored by three. Okay. Josh McDaniels, I get it, not good against the number. He's at actually two games under 500 for his career at the Raiders. But when he's in Allegiant Stadium, he steps that number up to 60%. And the Patriots, the last two seasons, are the 28th ranked team against the spread. Give me the Raiders minus three, and that will be a much better stadium if that occurs. Chris, any parting words?
That game?
That is a 3:05 Central game. Started at 1 o'clock there.
I think I have to mow the yard or something.
Damn it. You're not going to look for me going crazy on the sidelines with my silver and black shoulder pads on?
Yeah.
You got spikes on them or not?
Absolutely. Why would I not? Yeah. What you got, Chris? Any parting words for the fans?
Nope. Not really. I think we got a real good slate of football this weekend for college and NFL. I don't know if we have the greatest games, but I think it'll be all right. So,
we got a ton of great games, college, all day long, all day and night. So,
I'm going to try to watch a few. There we go. All right. Very good. Steve, Chris, always good catching up. And we will see each other in 20-some days in that city we just mentioned. Good luck to the listeners. Don't forget to give us a follow on Twitter. One of these days, Steve's going to give me a midnight moneymaker or even a sun goes down couple of picks, but he's failed to do that yet this season, so he's not holding up his end of the bargain. Follow us on Twitter anyway.
He hasn't been able to stand by midnight.
Well, that may be the issue going on. But still follow us on Twitter because we do give our circa picks sometime throughout the weekend. And as Steve mentioned, those are a complete pile of it. So good luck to everybody. Thanks for listening. Remember, as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But in the real world, everyone knows when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, I'm guessing it's shit. Good night.